Power 94 WJTT, it's the homie Big Two, and you have entered the chat right now. We got Nick with the Stats with End of the Chat exclusive interview.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Nick with the Stats. You've entered the chat with me and chat prep head basketball coach, Mr. Christian Collins. Coach, as you get ready to start this year and compete for a third straight state championship, how do you feel headed into this year?
Heading into this year, I feel great. Each year, I have come in with it being a new year. There's always different challenges. There's always different types of adversity. We have to go through. I know year one was one, year two was another, and year three, I think this is probably one of the, biggest years coming up. With everything that happened during the off season. Got a couple guys that's injured right now. But I feel confident. I feel confident in our guys. I feel confident in the three seniors that we have. I also feel confident in the new guys to make this third year a successful one.
Yeah, and you mentioned those new guys. I was going to get into that too. Your team looks a little bit different this year than it has the past 2 years. Austin Jones transferring to Red Bank and then got some new additions, Reed Conley being one of them from Hamilton Heights. Mm-hmm. Who are some of those new guys, including Reed, to watch out for this year? And what's that, losing those guys like Austin Jones to the transfer portal like for you headed into this year?
Man, losing Austin, man, that was a huge loss for us. He was one of the guys who wasn't too focused on scoring. He was one of the guys that kept our offense in balance. He defended pretty well. He was a great leader, and he also once again just kept the offense going, with his great passing ability. He would be, highly missed. But once again, I got great confidence in guys that have come in, especially like Reed Conley. Reed is a combo guard right now. What we're working on with Reed right now is just more of decision making, trying to see if he can make the extra pass, and also just him being a great leader. Not worried about Reed scoring. Everybody that knows Reed Conley knows he can fill it up. If anybody knows about Jamal Crawford, he's like another Jamal Crawford prototype. So, definitely not worry about the scoring with Reed. And, during this offseason, all we've been working on with Reed with is just decision making. He's done an excellent job of that. So these last couple of scrimmages, he's averaged about four, maybe five or six assists a game. So that's definitely a big help. It's definitely a big positive for us as well, too. And we also have, Mr. Football finalist, Marquise Gardner. He played with us in middle school. This is his first year back playing basketball in high school. So, man, Marquise Gardner, a.k.a. Deuce, he brings a lot to the table. We're not looking for him to score the ball a lot. He just does all the small things. He's great at his role. He's been defending well. He rebounds well. He hustles. He's kind of like that glue guy that every team needs. So, I feel confident in these new guys that help us, possibly bring a third gold ball back to Chattanooga Prep.
Something you always do with your scheduling is you schedule a lot of tough opponents. This year, no different. What is that like? And are there any nerves for you and the guys heading into this year?
Ooh, man, the way I made this schedule, it's tough. It's tougher than it was last year. Right now, our first three games today, we played the number one ranked team in the state of Tennessee, Knoxville. And they're ranked nationally, I think, at number 10 or 11. Saturday, we have Bartlett High School out of Memphis, Tennessee. They are ranked number 2 in the state of Tennessee right now. Nationally, they're ranked number 14. If you look at our schedule, man, it's rough. We play the number 1 prep school in the nation, Dynamic Prep. It's a tough schedule, man. It's a tough schedule. But always, I believe in iron sharpens iron. In order to, to be the best, you got to be able to play the best, So I like to put our guys through a ton of adversity. I like to send them through a bunch of challenges because, I want them to learn how to deal with hard. I want them to let them know life is not easy. Basketball teaches life lessons. So I just want to put them through, a schedule where, they're able to figure things out. And also, just develop some type of team chemistry, team camaraderie, and also just dig deep within themselves as, what type of team identity they're going to have this year. And, once again, I'm excited. I'm definitely working, waiting for the challenge, and I can't wait to see what happens. And also, I forgot to tell you, we have a new fella. He's a sophomore. His name is TJ Foster, 6'3", 6'4", great athlete. He came from another school last year, man. He's player of the year in that division, averaged about 26, 27 points a game. And you know, right now he's learning our system. He's doing pretty well. You know, he's a young fella, 15 years old. And, you know, he's going to be another great addition to us, you know, with his tough schedule that we have.
Of course. And there's nothing wrong with a tough schedule. Like you said, iron sharpens iron. Every time I say that, I always stutter over it. But, you know, your philosophy is right, though. And like you said, you've got several nationally ranked teams, several top state ranked teams. So you don't have an easy one, but you know, you have in the last 2 years either. And we've seen what happens there. You won two straight state championships and off for a third. So it's definitely something that we're looking forward to and wish you the best of luck in this year. And can't wait to see what you do this year as well as in the playoffs, because we know we're going to see you there as well.
Yes, sir. We're ready for it.
This is Nick with the Stats, and you've entered the chat on Power 94.